はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, survival phrases number 29. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Alright, hello Natsuko-san.
こんにちは。
It's been a while since you've joined us on survival phrases.
Yes, I think like months.
Months. Well, it is great to have you here today.
It's great to be back.
And of course, Yoshi-san.
こんにちは。
It's not a survival phrase episode without Yoshi-san.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now, Yoshi-san, can you fill Natsuko-san in on what we've been working on?
Riding the rails.
Today is part four of our four-part train series.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, this is going to help everybody get around. We started with a macro approach and worked our way down. Now we're inside the subways. We got the ticket, and last week we made it through the entrance gate.
Okay, and then?
And then what? What do you think people are going to need to know when they're riding the rails in Japan? The local rails, that is.
Yes, they have to know where their destination is, right?
Excellent. But wouldn't they get that when they get their ticket?
No, it doesn't say so.
Good point. Now, what you can also do, and we'll get into this in a minute, and I do it all the time when I'm rushing. I buy the cheapest ticket, and then what's that called? Before I get off, I have to do what, Natsuko-san?
精算する.
To adjust, as in to adjust the fare. Now, when you take the train in Japan, the further you go, Yoshi-san?
It becomes more expensive.
Really expensive. So, when I'm rushing and I don't have time to check the big board or I see the last train coming, I just start pushing the cheapest ticket. So I put in my money, I get the cheapest ticket, and then when I get off, I either put my ticket into
精算機.
Fare adjustment machine. Or in some small places, but I haven't been to a station that doesn't have one of these machines.
I think almost every station in Tokyo has one.
Yeah, but even in outside of Tokyo, even in the countryside, which is, one more time, that word for countryside?
Inaka.
Yeah, even in Inaka, I usually see these machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just put in your ticket and look for the numbers to adjust the fare quite easily. Now, you can also bring it to the person working at the station.
Yes.
And you just give him the ticket and he'll give you the price in Japanese, how much you have to pay. So again, if this becomes a problem, we gave you in last week's lesson how to ask for the amount again, plus have the person write it. So we feel confident you'll be able to get through this. But yes, fare adjustment is an important part of riding the rails in Japan. Natsuko-san, can you break that word down for us?
Seisan.
And the machine?
Seisanki. Seisanki.
Natsuko-san, does the fare adjustment machine have some distinctive or unique colors or a way to identify it?
The colors are different according to lines, but it's usually placed beside the exit gate, so I think you can't miss it.
Yeah. Now, if you forget and you put your ticket in and it's not enough, Yoshi-san, what's going to happen?
It'll beep and the door closes, so you can't get out.
Can you give us a sample of that beep?
Beep, beep, beep.
Natsuko-san, what do you think?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Now in Japan, the entrance and exit gate is not turnstile. In the US, we have turnstiles, and the turnstile will lock. And like it'll knock the wind out of you because you'll try to advance and you can't move the steel. In Japan, it's kind of like a pinball machine where the two things come out and try and stop you. But as the ball can get through, people can also get through.
Well, they can force through.
And I've seen it done quite a bit.
You shouldn't do that.
Natsuko, what are you trying to imply?
Don't do that.
You'll put the ticket in, little ping pong flippers will come out, some noise will go off, boop, 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 and where does the ticket come back out?
It comes out near that flipping gate.
Yeah, so you got to grab that ticket and then bring it to the adjustment machine or to the person so he can adjust the fare.
Yes.
All right, now that we've taken care of that, we We're going to get onto some phrases that are going to help you get around when you're on the train, plus when you're looking for the train you want to ride. All right, Natsuko-san, let's start out with some terms that people can use when they're on the platform waiting for the train. Why don't we start with confirming if this is the right train?
Of course, there are many ways to ask, you know, which train should you take?
And we're going to give them all, right, Natsuko-san?
No, I don't think so. But I think the most general one and the safest one is you tell the station you want to go and ask, ni ikimasu ka? Or, e ikimasu ka?
All right, so say we wanted to go to Shinagawa.
Okay.
How would we use what you just taught us?
Shinagawa ni ikimasu ka?
Or, let's have Yoshi-san give us the other one.
Shinagawa e ikimasu ka?
In this case, both particles are okay. Both the
ni
and
e
come in front of
ikimasu ka?
And the destination comes first.
Yes.
Destination, particle, verb to go, and question particle. Now, Yoshi-san, what are the possible answers to this?
はい、行きますよ。
Yes, it does go.
いいえ、行きません。
No, it doesn't go. When we're on the platform and we say this, the subject is inferred. And in this case, what's the subject?
この電車。
This train. But you can leave off the subject and reduce it to the more easier location.
に行きますか?
For simplification. And you can also put the subject in.
この電車は品川に行きますか?
Will this train go to Shinagawa? Okay, now please listen to the following conversation. We're going to review what we just covered, plus we're going to give you some older phrases that we've covered. They've been covered in some of our phrases, but we're going to give them to you one more time here now. See if you can pick them up. Here we go.
すみません。この電車は品川に行きますか?
いいえ、行きません。品川行きはホームの反対側です。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。この電車は品川に行きますか?
いいえ、行きません。品川行きはホームの反対側です。
All right, and let's just break it down line by line.
すみません。
Excuse me?
この電車は品川に行きますか?
Will this train go to Shinagawa?
いいえ。
No.
行きません。
It won't go.
品川行きは
The train bound for Shinagawa
ホームの反対側です。
is on the opposite side of the platform. Now, Yoshi-san, can you give us this one more time? The first part, slowly.
品川行きは
Now, we had this expression before. Location plus
行き
for the location. And here, the train is inferred. The train for Shinagawa is on the other side of the platform. Now, the rest of the sentence?
ホームの反対側です。
What's the word for platform in Japanese?
ホーム。
Break that down, please.
ホオム。ホーム。
And opposite side is?
反対側。
The word for opposite being?
反対。
And side being?
側。
So, Natsuko-san was asking on the wrong side. So she would have got on the train, she would have went in the complete opposite direction. Nice. Very good. Very good that you asked, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes. He helped me a lot.
Now, there are a couple other ways that we want to go over real quick. Now, this is actually a very useful one because in Japan, there are many express trains. So you might want to confirm if this train stops at your desired destination. Natsuko-san, how do we ask, will this train stop at my desired location? And for desired location, why don't we use Shinjuku?
この電車は新宿に止まりますか?
Again, the subject is the same, which is
この電車
Marking particle, the same.
は
Next we have
新宿
Desired location, destination.
に止まりますか?
Particle, again we have
に
And then the verb to stop
止まります
Finally, question particle.
か
Yoshi-san, give us this one more time.
この電車は新宿に止まりますか?
Natsuko-san, what is the answer to this question?
はい、止まります。
The reason being?
I think almost all trains in Tokyo stops at Shinjuku.
Yeah. We're trying to think, do any bypass Shinjuku? And we couldn't come up with one. Yeah, so while the destination was maybe not the best choice, it was familiar, everyone knows it. So we just wanted to here point out that you may want to ask if it's stopping at your desired location. Because I've been on many trains that have gone right by my destination.
Me too.
It's like, I want to stop there. Yeah.
Please stop here. Ah.
So this is another one that'll come in really handy. All right, Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san, we've covered the questions before you get on the train to make sure this is the right train. Now that we're on the train, we want to make sure we're getting off at the right place.
Right.
This is really important too.
Yes.
Now, sometimes the maps, you might not have this problem inside the heart of the city. The English is usually there. They're really good like that.
Yes.
And the announcements will be one in English and one in Japanese. But once you start getting a little outside the big cities, it'll start to turn to all Japanese. So we want to give you a few expressions that will help you get the information you need. Now, you know your destination. You know where you want to go. So it's just a matter of picking it up. Picking up what the conductor says on the loudspeaker is really tough.
Right. Like in any country.
Yes. I even have a hard time in New York. So yeah, it's really tough. Luckily, in any given train, you'll have a bunch of Japanese people that can do the listening for you.
Yes.
Your job is to get the information out of them. Mm-hmm. Now, Natsuko-san, how do we get the information out of them?
After the announcement, how about asking, what's the next station?
All right. Yoshi-san, how will we do that?
次の駅はどこですか?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
次の駅はどこですか?
Now, the literal translation here is, where is the next station? But in English, it would be, what is the next station? You're asking, what's coming up? Now, Yoshi-san, give us the first part again.
次の駅.
What's the word for next?
次.
Break it down.
次.
And what's the word for station?
駅.
Break it down.
駅.
Now, what do we have in between them?
の.
The possessive. Next station is? This is followed by the particle.
わ.
You probably noticed that most questions, the particle tends to be わ. So, we use the marking particle わ. Next we have?
どこですか?
Where is? Put it all together and give it to us one more time.
次の駅はどこですか?
All right. And then just wait for the answer. Now, if the answer comes too fast, we can always use?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
Yes, if there's one phrase you should be familiar with.
Yes.
It's this. All right, so let's try a little conversation on the train. Here we go.
次は原宿、原宿です。
すみません。次の駅はどこですか?
次は原宿ですよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
次は原宿です。
ありがとうございます。
All right, now, one key point in there. Natsuko-san, what did you answer when he asked, what's the next station?
次は原宿ですよ。
All right, give us the first part.
次は。
Next, marked by the particle.
は。
Next is?
原宿ですよ。
Perfect. All right, now, say the next station is not Harajuku and you want to go to Harajuku. How could we ask how many stations to Harajuku?
原宿までは、あと何駅ですか?
Now, this will come in really handy when you don't want to keep asking the person next to you, is the next stop Harajuku?
Yeah, right.
Especially if you go in 20 stops. You're here to make friends, not get people angry. But I'm sure if you did, no one would mind anyway.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of a much more logical way if the next one is not the one you're looking for. And the reason that this might come in handy is... You don't want to keep looking outside at the English on the signs. Or, you know, maybe it'll start up a conversation with some people. Plus, sometimes the maps inside the train aren't in English. So if you're looking at the map and you're trying to figure out how far it's going to be, this is a phrase that would come in really handy. Natsuko-san, one more time. Slowly, please.
原宿まではあと何駅ですか?
All right, let's break this down.
原宿まで
To 原宿
は
Again, we mark this with the particle
は
So, Made and wa doesn't change. What changes is the destination. Next.
Ato.
After.
Nan eki.
How many stations?
Desu ka?
Is it? Will it be? All right, so what's the word for after?
Ato.
And then we use the interrogative.
Nan.
And what are we counting here?
Eki.
Stations. Followed by?
Desu.
And the particle?
Ka.
Okay. How many stations to Harajuku? Say we wanted to say how many stations to Nakano. Yoshi-san.
Nakano made wa ato nan eki desu ka?
Natsuko-san. Yokohama.
Yokohama made wa ato nan eki desu ka?
And how about Yoshi-san, Aomori?
Aomori made wa ato nan eki desu ka?
What do you think, Natsuko-san?
On the local train, they may have trouble counting.
Yeah. Yeah, our little joke referred to that we were asking the question in Tokyo, and Aomori is the most northern city on the island of Honshu.
Yes.
So it would be a lot of local stations. Okay, so let's try a conversation one more time where there's an announcement. We're going to ask, is our destination the next stop? It's not. So how many stops to our destination? All right, the background to this conversation is one of our listeners is coming from Shibuya to visit us.
That's nice.
Really nice.
Yes.
All right, so here we go.
次は表参道、表参道です。すみません、次の駅はどこですか？
次は表参道ですよ。
赤坂見附まではあと何駅ですか？
赤坂見附はあと4駅ですね。
はい、ありがとうございます。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。次の駅はどこですか？
次は表参道ですよ。
赤坂見附まではあと何駅ですか？
赤坂見附はあと4駅です。
はい、ありがとうございます。
All right, now one quick thing we want to point out as we're running out of time because we ran so long because we had so much fun, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
Counting stations. Natsuko-san, how would we normally count stations? One station, two stations, three stations, four stations.
一駅
One station.
二駅
Two stations.
三駅
Three stations.
四駅
Four stations.
五駅
Five stations.
六駅
Six stations. And so on. Now, we plan to cover much more today, but yes, we're out of time. So, I think we're going to have a five-part series.
Oh.
And next week, we'll give you all the tips we promised, because there are quite a few. Now, these will be related to Tokyo. And if anybody has any tips that they want to share about subways or local trains in the area you're living, please let us know and we'll incorporate it into next week's episode. We have a lot of information about getting around in Tokyo, such as day passes and things like this that will make your trip cheaper and easier. So anybody out there who has any advice, maybe someone in Osaka or someone in Nagoya or any other place, please let us know. All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた来週。
またね。